Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we love when you folks stop by and join us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you here today on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available to download and stream at your leisure. Today, we're joined with the standout Arizona Wildcats defensive interior standout. It's not other than Lavelle Tatum III. Lavelle, welcome to the program. How's today treating you, my friend?
Well, today's going good. Today's going a nice day in Texas. You know, I'm new to Texas. I'm a Cali boy, so.
And speaking of those Cali days, you began your collegiate career at Fresno State. I have a question for you about Fresno State. Who was your one teammate that harassed you the most at practice and outside of the practice field?
Kevin Atkins.
Yep, and Kevin Atkins said, you better call him after the show. He loves you, and you are his little brother for life.
Got you. Yeah, that's
so,
Kevin.
So, but we had him on the show earlier, and I said, you know what, they were teammates, and he was more than willing. He did. He showed you nothing but love, and you've come a long way. I'm curious, can you believe your time at the collegiate levels come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the National Football League?
Yeah. Actually, that was a big decision to make. I want to say in December when I, because I had one more year on the table, had to go through some compliance things, but I just wasn't sure, you know, if I wanted to do that one more year or go ahead and knock at the door and get let in. So I came up with a nice little strategy and talked to my family and wrote some paper up and stuff, and that's how I came with my decision, and now I just went full go at it. So it's unbelievable, but it's a nice journey.
It's an incredible journey, and you're well on your way. You've done everything you can to get yourself in the position. I always kind of like to rewind it a little bit and go back to the Pop Warner Pee Wee days. Was football your favorite sport, and if so, what other things did you love doing growing up as a young man?
Football for sure is my favorite sport. Other than football growing up, if my dad didn't have me out in the field working out, that's soft. He believes in soft dirt and speed. So if he didn't have me out there hitting the soft dirt and flipping tires or discing the field, I was either with him working or trying to go fishing or ride quads or something.
So fair enough to say that your dad had a big impact, a big influence, if you will, on where you're at today?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. My dad for sure. My whole family in general, but my dad for sure, just following after his footsteps and how he did in sports and, you know, just talking with him every day and him making me believe in, you know, myself and what I can do and things I didn't know that I can do. So he's for sure a big influence on me.
Excellent stuff. And so you arrive at Fresno State, heck of a career. Then you go off and you wrap things up at Arizona with the Wildcats. What was that transition like, just changing in philosophy of defenses and new coaching staffs? I think it's a credit to you because you had success in both places, so I think it's immediately mm-hmm. identifies you as a quick learner and somebody who adapts and can be a team guy, but kind of share that experience with us.
Oh, yeah. The transition actually went well better than I thought it would. I instantly put in my brain, too, making that transfer that once I get there in, end of May to say June, I have 2 months before fall camp to learn the playbook. So I told myself, okay, if you got 2 months to learn the playbook, I'm giving myself 20 to 30 days to actually learn all the base calls of the playbook because, you know, once you get in fall camp, you got to know it. Although they're going back to, you know, day one of fall camp because it's what we're installing and this is what we're going through and everything. I just told myself instantly, like, you know, me being a vet and being older, I have to be one up on everybody else that's actually been here longer than I have with the new coaching staff for the 6 months. I have to fit right in and learn this playbook and, you know, show my skill set.
Excellent, excellent.
But it wasn't
and now
hard,
you're
though.
Here, you're – yeah? Pretty easy?
No,
I'm not saying easy, like, you know, you breeze by, but I guess probably what you got, your feet under you, you felt acclimated?
Yeah, and that was the thing, Coach Brown. I love Coach Brown, Don Brown. He just got the head coaching job at UMass. I know I went up to his office a lot in the summer. I went up to my Coach Hunley. That was my D-line coach. I went to his office in the summer a lot just to learn the plays and the way they took me in, too, just to get me to learn it. And they got to seeing how I move and stuff. So they said, oh, yeah, you need to learn these plays because, you know, we could really use you. But not only that, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, I think that was my fifth defense learning. So so that right there. Kind of, you know, once you learn so many different defenses, there's shortcuts and little pointers that you can do to get down a new one. And some of the terminology that was used in Coach Brown's defense, I was used to my other defensive coordinator, Coach O. He's the head coach of the CFL team, Hamilton Cats or something
Hamilton
like that?
Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he's the head coach over there. So, that kind of helped me out right there. Okay, you know, this kind of, you know, a few of these look kind of familiarized with his defense. So everything, just been through it so much, and, you know, I'm a student of the game. So it was a pretty smooth transition for me to learn.
Wonderful. Now, let me ask you this, because this is a question. It's the staple question of the show. I always say if we three in the film room, NFL scouts, you're in the room, they're breaking down your game film. What do you think they're going to love about you, Levi? What are they going to say? These are your hallmark home run abilities where they got to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Oh, first thing they're going to say is character. Second thing is, although he's not no 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", guy or whatever, but this guy is standing at 6 foot or 6'1", and he could play all four positions. And third thing I'll say is, I mean, he's fast and strong. So, you know, the biggest thing I describe myself is I'm viable. I'm viable for basically anybody's defense. You know, I'm like I would say 2-for-1, but, I mean, you could put me as a 4-for-1, so pay me the price of one for all four spots, and I'll get it done for you.
Nice, man. You're going to be a salesman, too. I like the way that you're bringing that. And you mentioned the character, and you come across as such a, you know, I mean, we're just doing the show, but you seem like such a humble kid, humble young man. When do you flip the switch? I mean, you seem like a guy that's the nicest guy in the world, but I'm sure you're not that nice on Saturday when guys are lining up against you. When do you become – you know, the guy that we see on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Saturdays, I mean, I really got it from my dad. Like, he always said, you got to know how to flip the switch on and off, man. He just dialed that into me. So, I mean, off the field, you know, I'm one of the nicest guys you can meet, you know. And got a big heart and you know, be there for people, see how everything is. And, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff too. So that's what really keeps me, you know, humble. But on Saturdays, when it's time to get the job done, it's time to get the job done. But that starts really on right after we flush that game out on Saturday night, Sunday going to film room. So any hours of operation, I'm focused.
That's a great way. Yeah. Any hours of operation, you are on cue. That's what I want to hear. This is your show, and we want to get you as much exposure. We want scouts to know, if they're listening in, to know you as best they can. With that said, does anything go unnoticed? It could have been the schemes you ran at Fresno State or Arizona didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie. I think you mentioned it. I think it's obviously that, you know, great in the community, great, you know, great teammate. But what else do these teams need to know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, like, you know, I'm humble, but I will say, you know, because I'm vouching for myself right now, and it's a lot on the table. It's a lot on the table that teams haven't seen yet. I know when I could play all four spots, and that's you can line me up in different packages or for pass or run or whatever it is, even on special teams, kill special teams. So I feel like on the table that teams have to see about me is with my size and speed and strength, that can go on special teams, get it done. Anyone on the D-line, get it done. Need me to drop into coverage, get it done. I feel like teams haven't really seen a D-lineman that can go down and go play, come off the edge, playing inside, and also, you know, if you can cover that tight end real quick in the flats or a little hook routes or whatever, that can do that too, and at 280. So, I mean, it's a lot of things that I haven't got to showcase yet, you know, and which is out of my control and stuff like that. I can only control what I can control, but there's a lot of things that I haven't got to showcase. Scouts would love to see, and that's what I'm preparing right now for on Pro Day, to have some good timing, good numbers and stuff for my testing and everything like that. So it's, trust me, it's a lot on the table. I can show better than I can tell you.
Fair enough. And I believe you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase earlier in January. What was that experience like for you?
It was good. Real humbling. A lot of guys there. Guys kind of like, you know, in my position that, you know, can only control what they can control and actually have the talent, but, you know, kind of been overlooked in some ways and, you know, just out of their control. But that right there, it went good. I say my best day there was day two when we went against the Wranglers. That's supposed to be the higher squad. But that day right there was my best day. Yeah, that was my best day. Just, you know, worked. I've seen guys from was it Arkansas and other SEC or ACC schools and things like that, and showcase my talent. So that was a good experience for me. Good experience.
Right. And what's it like seeing those NFL logos? So scouts watching you and possibly wanting to know more about you. I mean, they've seen the tape. They know you as an athlete, but now they get to know you as a man. What was that experience like?
Our experience was nice. That was, you know, everything's real, gets real nervous because, you know, you're basically – everything you do, you're being interviewed. So you always have to tell your P's and Q's. But that was real nice. Couldn't ask for really much more, you know, just take what I got. And I really loved it. I know I got a few talks in with some teams. Didn't get much, but a few talks in. So I was thankful for that. But like I say, the eye in the sky don't lie. So if some film on there, then it's going to be – even better film on Pro Day.
That's right. And, you know, I was watching the Super Bowl yesterday, and obviously I have a passion in working with the CFL, you know, fringe guys that go undrafted. And There was four starters last night, two on each team for the Rams and the Bengals that went undrafted. And I like to say it's nice to hear your name called on draft day, but it's better to hear your name called on game day. So it's just something to put in your back pocket.
Yeah.
It's a little self-insurance that do not get discouraged by the process because there's so much that goes in after and between the days of April 30th or 28th through the 30th. I mean, there's plenty of time to do your thing. And with that said, we are almost out of time. But before we let you go, we'd like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Got you.
All right. Now, I was going to pick somebody as – I was going to pick one of your head coaches, but I'm going to go with Coach Dan Brown because you said he was your favorite coach, and you mentioned he went off to UMass. Did he have any pet peeves during practice that you better not do or you're going to catch a little hell for?
Oh, yeah. Is his he's real close with Coach Belichick at the Patriots, so his term is if you can't run, you can't play for me. If you're soft, you can't get on the field.
Yeah,
solve our problems with aggression.
Yeah, you know, and it's two simple things, but they make so much sense in the game of football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, how about this one? Now you're training in Texas at Crawl Fitness. Tomorrow,
yes.
When you arrive at the facility, you get to be the trainer, and you get to pick Coach Crawl or Nate. Who are you going to pick, and what are you going to put them through to make them sweat a little bit?
Oh, I'm going to take Coach Crawl, and I'm going to put him through a nice leg day. I'm going to put him through a nice leg day, and we're going to have fun for about a good hour and 20 minutes, but I'll do about 40 minutes of legs, and the rest of that, the remainder of time, I'm going to knock some of the dust off his core.
I love it.
And
then the final one.
Yeah, you're going to get him.
The final one.
Yeah.
This draft is quickly approaching. You know that. Pro days, private workouts, all the things that come with being in your position as a 2022 NFL draft prospect, Lavelle. But that weekend of the draft, when you're with family and friends, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
Oh. I would like to have my sister. Actually, it's going to be a few because I said my sister to have some pasta ready, my mom to have some baked beans ready, and my Aunt Gina to have some chicken ready. That's probably about it right there.
And way to avoid any arguments about who the best cook is. You got by that very, very quickly and very fluidly. Again, mom doing a baked bean, or you know, sister doing a pasta. It's good stuff. Hey, great career, and again, we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. Continued success. Stay blessed. Stay humble and hungry, and we can't wait to see you do your thing.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the interview.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout from Arizona. Started his football at Fresno State. None other than Lavelle Tatum, III. And he knows when he hangs up, he's going to be giving a shout-out to his former teammate and buddy, Kevin Atkins, as well. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.